The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Hey friends, and welcome back to another edition of Afternoons with Mike. Heard daily at this time right here on the Shepherd Radio Network. I've got a couple of friends in the studio. Couldn't be more excited. Tim Kaufman, who is the worship leader at Liberty Church, longtime singer on stages such as that, which we've talked about on Charles Stanley and many, many others at First Baptist Orlando. You've been everywhere, my friend. It's great to have you back.
Thank you. It's always good to be back. We do this, it seems now, two or three times a year.
I know it. Well, the last time we did it was at Christmas time, and talking about your involvement in Christmas Is. And boy, Christmas is cool.
Yeah, it's a great program, and it's really getting its legs after 2020 and that whole unfortunate incident that affected churches and the culture. But it's Thurlow Spurr and his wife Kathy have really brought that thing back, and yeah, we had two almost full performances at Calvary Assembly last Christmas. So it should be really exceptional this year.
I love it. And you sing with my daughter and her husband are both involved in that thing. Stephanie sings along with you in the Thurlow Spurr Singers.
Yep. And I love working with Stephanie and her husband. What's his name?
Chris.
Chris. Chris, yeah, is a great thespian. He can act, and he's a delight to work with as well.
He's a lot of fun. He has always been the life of the party, ever since I've known that guy. But at 12 years old, here's a little thing about Chris Jesse, who's the lead pastor at Metro Life Church. Chris announced to his mom at age 12 that he was going to marry my daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, and it turns out he's a bit prophetic as well, right? Because he actually did that.
Well, he knew what he wanted.
That's exactly right. Well, they're great singers. Both of them are. And you're right, Chris is a big hand, but that's the last time I've got to talk to you, Mr. Tim Kaufman. And with Tim in the studio today, our friend Art Alley from Timothy Plan and Liberty Church as well. Amen. Art, welcome back.
Man, always a pleasure, Mike.
It is always fun to have you here, my friend. And you guys are both part of the same church. We've mentioned that name already, Liberty Church, and it is a kind of a campus church with Paul Blair, who's heard on this radio station, and he's heard in other stations as well. Paul Blair has a program called Exploring the Word, and that is on here every morning at 7:30. So you can listen to that in the morning time when you're getting ready for work. Paul is a passionate preacher and really has an important message today. And, of course, Liberty Church has been around since, I guess, what, about 19 or 20? When was that?
It's over 5 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think in 2019. And they're a meeting in the Seventh-day Adventist building.
That's right.
And that's on Maitland. What's that address, sorry?
Maitland Avenue. It's 555 North Maitland Avenue.
Welcome back, by the way, Art.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I think I said that earlier, but I want to say it again because of the fact that I haven't seen you. My brain is still a little on the foggy side. I had like a night of without sleep the other night, or not much sleep. And it's funny how important rest is to one's brain.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That airline just kept delaying my flight over and over and over. But we're here, and one of the things that we're here to talk about with regards to Liberty Church is the fact that you've got something pretty exciting coming up this Sunday.
We do. This Sunday, we are going to feature, he's one of the top five violinists in the world. His name is Maurice Sklar, and I have not had the privilege of meeting him personally, but talked with him by phone to talk through what we're going to do. He's going to be doing a full concert on Sunday morning. It will be probably around 50 minutes of featured music, And I am so looking forward to it. We've got a few cuts to play for the audience this morning. But that's going to start at 10:30 a.m. at the church. And we're really looking forward to it, anticipating it greatly.
Now, I understand you know this person, Art, and have had a relationship with him.
I do. I first met Maurice on a Israel trip with Mike Huckabee.
Oh.
He was on the trip. Mike had Pat Boone on the trip. It was a real hoot.
Wow. Yeah, I bet it was.
Man, Maurice, when Tim says one of the top five, he means it.
Yeah.
You know, anybody can play music, mm-hmm. but very few can create the emotion out of this thing that Maurice does. I mean, you're in tears with some of his numbers.
But you know, you got a guy like him, Maurice, who can play that violin like nobody's business. And you realize if you're a musician, you look at that violin and it's small, the neck of that thing is small, no frets. We guitar players, we look at that and we think, wow. You know, you got to really be accurate where you put your fingers.
That's
because
right.
There's no fret point that you're going to have as a reference there. So playing that violin, it is a very difficult instrument. You've got that bow and you've got a curved neck with four strings on it. I don't know how they do it. I've picked it up and I want you to know I put it back down almost as quickly as I picked it back up.
You know, I'm amazed when they play how they can duet on two strings.
Oh, yeah.
And harmonize with themselves. That's when you, when that is done well, that's when you begin to separate the men from the boys as far as a player.
Yeah, I think so. And when you see these young people being able to do that,
yes.
You may well have a prodigy on your hands there, because these young kids can really get a hold of that thing that you're talking about, you know, harmonizing on those strings. So the angle of the bow, the attack, I've heard people learning to play violin, and it's not one of the more pleasant sounds that emote from that thing while they're learning. And in fact, it gives me a neck strain because my neck is always jumping backwards when I hear it. It's under pitch. It's awful.
Violins and trumpets are some of the worst things to listen to as far as beginners is concerned.
Well, I agreed. I wonder how long Maurice has been playing.
Since he was a young child.
Okay.
And he made a great comment to me because he has to, this doesn't happen by accident. He practices every single day.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, if I miss one day of practice,
you can tell the difference.
I can tell.
Yeah,
if
sure.
I miss 2 days, the conductor can tell. If I miss 3 days, everybody can tell.
Wow.
That's funny. Hey, Art, this is off the topic, but I got to tell you, I quoted you this last week to a guest that I was interviewing, and I told him that phrase that you often tell me about obeying God's word. The way you will say, I think that is the way you've said it, obeying God's word, you'll say, it only works every time.
Every time.
Every time.
That's right.
Well, my guest just cracked up with laughter. He thought, that's awesome. I'm stealing that. I want you to know. So.
Well, that's okay, because I stole it from Bob McEwen.
It just passes on the line. All right, so we've got a cut, as Tim mentioned. And this is Maurice Sklar, if I'm saying his name correctly. And this is one of the featured pieces that you can find on the internet, on YouTube, if you go there. And again, once you hear this, you'll know that what they're saying about his ability, it's not just hype. Here it is, Maurice Sklar. Unfortunately, due to internet licensing restrictions, we're not able to play this song. That was the Mighty One of Israel, Maurice Sklar, who is going to be in person this week, this Sunday, Palm Sunday. Boy, it's already here, Tim.
It's here. It's here. We have an early Easter this year. I always look forward to it being in April.
Yeah.
But it's the last Sunday of March.
It happens.
Yeah. It does. And that, and I especially don't like this time change that we just went through. This is my rough one, as I think it is for most people. But yeah, Maurice is going to be here Palm Sunday already. And, you know, I was thinking, Mike, as Maurice was playing, I think of the word skill. One of the great musicians, Christian musicians, and instructors, Don Wurtzen.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. Don wrote a book on, A Musician Looks at the Psalms, and it's a great book. And he,
I have that book.
Well, it's interesting that Don went to Moody Bible Institute and then he went to Dallas Seminary because he wanted to take Hebrew and Greek so that he could write the best lyrics biblically that he could. And so it's interesting. He has a version, several people have a version of the 23rd Psalm. And he wrote one, it kind of goes like a, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything that I need. And he studied in Hebrew for 6 weeks before he started writing that. And I remember Don giving a lecture once. He said, God was very careful to preserve for us the text of his music, but he left the style very fluid. And he said, that's why we can employ different styles in order to communicate, as he said, God's truth set to music. And he highlighted all through the books of Chronicles, Psalms, Kings, that David wrote biblical lyrics that became inspired and part of the canon of Scripture, but he basically got together with Asaph and the sons of Asaph, and he got together and said, guys, go create. And they collected, and here's the key word, skilled musicians.
Exactly right.
You see that all through. Skilled musicians. The singers were skilled, the players were skilled, and they played on all of these different, I might point out, contemporary for their time instruments, and they brought that into the worship system of Israel, and that became a template for hundreds of years.
Yeah. You know, that whole thing, it is a very strong reason why a person should become as skilled as they can be.
As
it's a biblical thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that there are a lot of people that really kind of push off on that. They think that's not that important. They'll say, well, isn't worship more from the heart than it is from the mind or from the skill? And I always think, well, a person standing up, leading other people, singing off tune and screechy voice blesses no one, including God, I think.
You know, you can do both. That's the great thing. You can do both. You can have the heart and you can have the skill.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I believe that's still a good thing. It's not putting a performance. It's not a performance. Worship is never a performance.
Right.
Except to say that we are singing to an audience of one.
Mm-hmm.
And that audience of one's a pretty important one at that. But this man that we've just heard, Maurice Sklar, he's a skilled musician.
And if people want to look him up on YouTube, he's got many, many wonderful pieces on YouTube. You want to spell his name Sklar. I had to memorize that. It's Maurice Sklar, Sklar, and you'll find him on YouTube.
Yeah, and again, the amazing gifting that he has, it's just beautiful. We're going to hear a couple more cuts from him. When you were there and you got to meet this fella in Israel, Art, what was that like? What was that experience like for you?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. I mean, we became good friends. And I mean, when he's up here, he stays in my home. And the thing that stands out in my mind, Mike, if I can share this one thing.
Absolutely.
Is Pat Boone was on that trip where I first met him. And, you know, Pat on demand would do some of his old 50s rock and roll music. You know, and Maurice took a look and picked up his violin and he started accompanying.
I love it.
You know, yeah. I mean, never,
A jazz violinist.
That's awesome, man.
But then next thing I saw, and I shared with you on the break, he was over in the corner, because this is a concert violin and a concert violinist, and gifted is the word.
That is right.
He's over apologizing to his concert violin for offending it with rock and roll music.
Oh, my goodness.
But then I threw a request in. I says, man, can you play the Orange Blossom Special?
There you go. And you bring in some country music in there.
And
he did. That's it. And his violin became a fiddle.
There you go.
That's right.
That's right. My guest today, Tim Kaufman and Art Alley. I'll be back with them in just a moment. This is Afternoons with Mike.
If you're a Christian business person and you want to meet people who want to do business with you, you need to join the Central Florida Christian Chamber of Commerce. Why? Because the mission of the Christian Chamber is to build kingdom, business, and community. And it all starts with the Christian principle of building relationships. To learn more about the Christian Chamber and all the different ways you can get engaged with hundreds of other Central Florida Christian business people, visit cfchristianchamber.com or call 407-258-3578.
Back again here with my friends Art Alley and Tim Kaufman. Let's talk a moment about Liberty Church again and this concept of churches. You know, back when I would have been young, I don't think I'd ever heard the term church plant. I mean, people back then, they would use the term pioneering a church. That was kind of it. So we know that all churches at one point or another were pioneered or planted or whatever. But we've saw such an increase in churches being started and planted in especially in the 70s and 80s. That started happening a whole lot. And I think that was in accordance with the way God was beginning to move and draw people together and returning to their hearts the whole thing about the importance of meeting together.
Yes.
And so I know that that is kind of what happened here. Art, you probably know the initial story of Liberty probably better than anyone I know. Why don't you tell us that story?
Okay. It was a church start for sure. But the reason we weren't looking to do this, the reason that we created Liberty as non-denominational church is Paul Blair finally agreed to be the pastor, even though he's preaching in Edmond, Oklahoma. He was transitioning down here, but then he ended up with throat cancer. But the reason we started it is that it's very, and I don't want to offend anybody, but it's very difficult to find a rock-solid church today that is teaching God's unadulterated word and equipping the congregation. Paul Blair does that. This is not, he's very entertaining, but it's not entertainment. But he equips the saints that I have not seen in any other church. In fact, Paul Blair is the architect of our pastor boot camps that we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, we have.
He is just such a gifted never been to seminary.
He was an NFL player.
He was played for the Chicago Bears back when they were champions.
Yeah, back with Refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, everybody knows the names of all those guys, you know.
That's right.
Sweetness in the back. I mean, it was incredible. Word. What a team that was. But that's why we started it. You know, my heart was with parents. You know, they again, I'm going to sound critical, and I don't mean to, but they take their kids to Sunday school and church thinking they're doing the right thing. But when the kids go off to college, they go off the rails. They are not grounded solidly enough in too many cases. And, you know, their kids come back as pagans, which breaks the hearts of the parents. So we want to be able to equip everybody, the parents on down to the kids. Paul Blair is probably the best preacher, teacher in America today. And we are so blessed to have him as our pastor. We just need to get him down here in person, and we're working on that. But right now, you know, we put him up on the screen. Tim fills a big void we had in just average worship. I mean, you come to Liberty and you get worship, and this guy is responsible for that.
Worship and a beautiful voice. Yeah, he's got a voice.
Yeah, he does okay. Yeah. He doesn't let me sing, though, because of what you were talking about before, about all the skills and the keys and all of that. He says, Art, just move your lips, you know, and worship
well,
with us.
Well, Jack Wurtzen used to say, the same Lord that made the nightingale made the crow. So make a joyful noise to
Thank
the Lord.
Thank you, Tim. Thank you, man.
That kind of puts it in right order there, doesn't it? During the break, during that last song, we were talking here in the studio about the importance of keys and music theory, and Art pulls out of his pocket his car keys and he said, this is what I know about keys right here.
That's right.
That's it. You've got enough for ignition, man. You've got enough to start, and all you need. This is really great. I know, Tim, just turning to you for a moment and about music, you have sung all over the place. What was it that drew you into music in the beginning?
I was very fortunate to grow up in a very musical church. I grew up in a little town of 1,800 people, one stoplight. My father, when he came to faith in Christ, I was about 9 years old, and he got a full dose of salvation. I mean, we started going Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, visitation, youth group. I mean, it was just, if the church doors were open, we were there. And we could never play sick on a Sunday night when the Wizard of Oz was going to be on.
Yeah, that's right.
We were going to church. That was just how my sisters and I were raised. But we had a music director, and he was all about intergenerational worship at that time. And we had, in our church of 1,200, we had a choir of 80. At least 20 of the 80 were from the teen department.
Wow.
And he was forming ensembles, quartets, trios, duets, and he was always featuring someone who was up and coming. And I contend, I've had a very blessed, very fortunate, very wonderful career in gospel music. But there were probably six others in our youth group that could have had the career that I had they chosen to go that direction.
They had the goods.
They had the goods. They had the voice. Three or four of them had more than I had. I couldn't play anything except the radio. And they could play the piano. They could play guitar, accompany themselves. It was very special to be a part of, and I was the beneficiary. But I was placed by this music director in a quartet when I was 15. So then there were two 16-year-olds and one 17-year-old. And if I can say so, we were good. We had a blend.
Yeah, I have no doubts.
We had something that a lot of these young singers you see on American Idol or Britain's Got Talent, whatever. There were some exceptional voices, and he put four of us together, and it was pretty special. We started traveling and going to other churches on Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, and so I started listening to a group called the Imperials.
Oh, my goodness.
And that harmony, and there were, in my book at that time, there were the Imperials, then there were all the other gospel
quartets.
That's contents.
Right. Yeah, Jim Murray. Russ Taff.
Well,
David
Will.
Oh, this is before
goes,
that.
This is Terry Blackwood.
Oh, Terry and Sherman Andrus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Armin Morales,
who passed away last year, I think it was. Yeah.
Yep. And I think Jim.
You guys are older than I thought you were, but go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know, I didn't cross the line. Yeah, I landed at 70 in the fall. So, but I started listening to those guys, and that's what I wanted to do.
Oh, my goodness.
And I
get it. They were great.
They were great. And that was kind of aspirational. It was a goal to strive for. And I would take the Imperials records, and I would learn the tenor part. I'd learn the lead part. I would learn the baritone part, and I would pretend I was singing the bass part. Right. But and that was ear training. And then I had started taking trombone when I was in the fifth grade, and I played that through my sophomore year in high school. When I discovered I could sing, I dropped the trombone, went for the vocal track. of study, and it was and then my junior and senior year in high school, I had a great chorus teacher, and he put me into the competition for the state at Indiana. And you didn't compete against others. You competed against yourself mm-hmm. and the judges. Mm-hmm. But my junior year, he enrolled me at in the competition at Ball State. I got a first. And one of the things that came back on my judge sheet was diction. And I credit that to my high school teacher, Mr. Armstrong. He taught me how to enunciate. And one of the things that people have said about my singing is I can always understand your lyrics. And that goes back to Mr. Anderson.
Yes, Ed. So you're using your approach to singing correctly, thankfully, for that kind of training in diction. But you also have, you've been blessed with a very clear voice. And that comes through.
Well, I was losing that voice in 1986. And in 1987, I made a phone call kind of out of desperation. And because I was singing wrong all of these mm-hmm. years, I was just winging it from the hip.
Singing on your chords.
Yeah, singing on my chords. Mm-hmm. And I called a friend of mine at the University of Maryland. He was head of the brass division there. And I said, Tim, I'm losing my voice. I don't know what to do. He said, I'm going to give you two names. Call either one of them. You're going to be fine. Don't worry about it. And I called this name, Phyllis Joyce. And I'm actually, Mike, in the process of writing an online singing course from all that I gained from studying with Phyllis Joyce for 3 years in the Washington, D.C.
Wow.
suburbs.
Wow.
She would take 3 days a month and go to the Met in New York and coach at the Met. Mm. And she would, but she lived in D.C. She'd take the train up, come back. I was the beneficiary of spending 2.5-3 years with her before we moved to Florida. I recorded all of our sessions on cassette.
Oh my goodness.
And I am putting actually together a course right now.
Yeah.
Because I believe that if you study bel canto, which is Italian for beautiful singing, it's opera. I don't care what your style is. I don't want to turn people into opera singers. I'm not an opera singer. But if you study opera and the mechanics of opera, you can sing any style you want till you're 90.
Mm-hmm. That's it. She's right.
She is.
Yeah, you got to care for the voice
yeah.
and not abuse your vocal cords. I was very fortunate to have a doctor that helped me realize what I was doing wrong. I was out of my range. I was yelling and screaming, which was straining those cords.
Yeah.
And it really helped me a lot. And so that's all important stuff. Well, another important thing is the fact that you guys have a major event, Palm Sunday. We've been talking about it. Maurice Sklar is an incredible violinist, and we're going to play another cut. He's going to be at Liberty Church this coming Sunday. What are the details and the meeting times?
10:30 a.m. is when we have our worship service. We'll open with just some brief announcements. Welcome. We'll shake a few hands, and then I'm just going to point at Maurice and say, go.
There you go.
And he's going to go for about 50 to 55 minutes, and I've never heard him live before. This is going to be a delight treat for me.
Yeah. Oh, I know it's going to be. And this is a treat for all of us, Maurice Sklar playing a Jewish folk medley. Unfortunately, due to internet licensing restrictions, we're not able to play this song. A Jewish medley from Maurice Sklar. I know, Art, you know this guy.
I
met him in Israel with Pat Boone and Mike Huckabee. Man, you're always with the high rollers there, dude.
Those big names, man.
Come on. So I know you've got a little bit of a story about this, right?
Well, I've got a ton of stories, but we're kind of out of time. But I have a question.
Yeah.
I mean, here am I sitting with two very talented musical-oriented people, and I'm not.
Mm.
So my question is simply this. Do you like Southern gospel music?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. That's what I grew up on.
Would be.
Wait a minute, because I got a question for the audience. if you don't like Southern gospel music, you're going to be very disappointed when you get to heaven.
I think you're right. I think Bill Gaither may well be directing the music when you're up there. All right, this is too much fun. Give us the details again about Sunday, where the church building is. I know you rent facilities, but you'll have signs out there for Liberty Church, right?
We're at the Seventh-day Adventist Church on Maitland Avenue.
Yes, sir.
And we will begin at 10:30. You can go to our website, libertychurchorlando.org. And get the address in case you didn't have a chance to write it down. And then we will begin at 10:30 and it'll go till noon.
All right. That sounds really, really great. This is going to be a fun day. Maurice Sklar, the violinist extraordinaire, will be there in person playing these songs that I know you're going to love. And it will be God-honoring on a wonderful day already here, Palm Sunday, this coming Sunday. And Easter season, my friend, it's right here. And we're going to be back with my friends Tim Kaufman and Art Alley in just a moment. This is Afternoons with Mike.
Join host Mike Gilland for The Shepherd at Work. Every Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m., you will be introduced to a marketplace leader that will help you learn to walk out your faith wherever you live and work. The Shepherd at Work is sponsored by the Central Florida Christian Chamber, building kingdom, business, and community throughout our area. That's The Shepherd at Work, this Saturday morning at 10:05 a.m.
Back here with my friends Tim Kaufman and Art Alley. Art is up here regularly. In fact, he's going to be back up not too long from now. We don't have the date set just yet, but I've requested that you bring along your son-in-law, who is really your person right there that helps you on so many areas, and have Brian Mumbert come with you. I think that would be so great because you guys can offer the perspectives from your individual work proficiencies that you do and bring to the table here about Timothy Plan. But I know that that's something that is very important to invest, you believe, to invest wisely in such a way that is biblically responsible.
Well, that's right. At least invest in a way that you're not owning shares of publicly traded companies that are trying to destroy you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad Brian will be here. I mean, he's been with us for 18 years now.
Wow.
And he kind of runs what we call our wholesale, where they talk to financial advisors all over the country. And Brian is a sharp young man. I'm as proud of him as I can be.
Now, there's a lot that's been going on. We see gas prices up and down, and recently they've been going back up again. I'm not sure that anyone knows all of the ins and outs as to the why that is happening right now.
Well, I do.
Okay.
It's focus in the White House.
That's right.
I mean, all those people, their policies are they're not stupid. These guys know what they're doing, mm-hmm. and they want to control everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I get a kick out of, well, inflation is down now. Because it's not up as big as it was up at one time. But if you have 10% inflation and then you reduce it to another 2%, that's on top of the 10%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't ever go down. It just keeps spiraling out of control. And we're feeling it. Everybody's feeling it.
Yeah, I don't think there's a family in the country that would say, oh, inflation is gone. No, they wouldn't say that because you can't go to Publix and get mm-hmm. near as much as you used to.
Mm-hmm. The people that have been asleep for way too long, which has allowed this thing to happen, have woken up. You can't help it.
Yeah.
Like you say, it doesn't matter who you are. And people have been living on their credit cards, which are maxed out now.
Yeah.
So sooner or later, you know, we have to balance this thing out. And what we need is better leadership that we just don't have. Bottom line, the leadership comes from God. And when America turned their back on him,
yeah.
mm-hmm. We're paying the price for that.
That's
so
right.
We need to, it's the war is spiritual.
You know, I think about the Bible verse. It says, when the righteous rule, the people rejoice.
You bet.
But when that which is wicked, they strut about freely, That's what happens when you begin to exonerate, love, and put forward everything that is against God. It just caused this pride to grow among the wicked, and they strut about freely. That's the phrase in the Bible. I think that's today.
Temporarily.
We hope so. Yes. Oh, my goodness. This is so much fun to have you guys. I can't wait for you and Brian to come back, and we'll get caught up on digital currency, which I know is another big, important thing that we are all going to have to face, just like we are this conundrum about electric cars. I think we've gotten ourselves into a pickle on all of this one, and I just can't wait to see the first Boeing 707 electric plane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see how that
works. I'll let Tim get on that one.
I won't be booking that seat.
I don't think so. I think they'll have some really great low fare prices, because it might be well, I won't even go into it because it's horrible to think about. All right, you've got this wonderful Palm Sunday event, Tim, and this is great. Now, you're going to get to sing while this guy plays for you.
So I've got a song that I co-wrote back in 99, recorded, called His Mercies Are New to Me.
Oh.
And in that song, there's a 14-bar interlude of soprano sax playing, and Maurice is going to duet with that soprano sax. And that's how we're going to...
You're not going to replace it. He's just going to play along with it.
He's just going to play along with it.
Oh, that's going to be beautiful.
It's... So I sent that to him a couple of weeks ago. He's working on that. And so, yeah, it's going to be a very special day. Again, we're at Liberty Church on Maitland Avenue. We're just about a mile south of 436. So if you know where the Panera is near the hospital, you go south on Maitland, and we're down on the left.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be some signs out. It'll be easy to find. It's Seventh-day Adventist Church. And I'm looking forward to... seeing some folks come as our guests, getting a taste of Liberty Church and what we're doing there. And we have a delightful fellowship. It's great to be a part of it.
That's really wonderful. And the guest that is coming in is this amazing violinist named Maurice Sklar. And he is going to be providing all sorts of music. We've got another cut of his music that we're going to play a portion of. We don't have enough time to play the whole cut. But he does the music beyond this very important and very touching movie that really affected a lot of people years ago called Schindler's List. This is Maurice Sklar. Unfortunately, due to internet licensing restrictions, we're not able to play this song. The incredible sound of Maurice Sklar. And that is some beautiful music right there. You know, Maurice is going to be live and in person today, or this Sunday, at the incredible Liberty Church, and that is on Maitland Avenue, and that would be about a mile south on Maitland Avenue, I think I heard you guys say, from the Panera Bread, right?
Yeah, just south of 436, real easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
Down on the left, we have signs that highlight, so that'll be at 10:30. And like I said, we'll have just, we've really chopped down on our preliminaries because we want to give Maurice as much time. And I would imagine he'll be playing and he'll be sharing. He's of Jewish heritage and came to find Jesus as his Messiah. And he's going to be sharing that story along with playing the violin. He'll have at least 50 minutes, maybe an hour.
And his music is obviously beautiful. We've played a number of different cuts.
Yeah.
So regardless of what your particular fancy would be in music, I think you're going to find something that you're going to love when you hear this guy play. And we are talking about top-notch talent here on that violin. We've already established how important it is and why I'm not playing violin right now. I don't have the fingers or the skill, and my goodness, he does, and it's really going to be wonderful. Tim, what's ahead for you for the balance of the year besides leading worship at Liberty?
Well, I do have a consulting worship conference coming up. A church in Pennsylvania has contracted me to come up, and they have a very, very talented worship team, but the worship leader, gifted musically, has never had any Bible college or seminary training, and so the senior pastor wants me to come up and kind of do a a work through and a walk through, both theologically, and then I'm going to lead worship on one Sunday for them. And then I'm going to show them the template, what we're doing at Liberty Church, what I've done historically, and then I'm going to come up and observe another Sunday and just help them to become what Jesus said. The Father is looking, mm-hmm. hunting for those who will worship him in spirit and truth, for true worshipers. That implies that there can be false worshipers. So the Father is looking for true worshipers. And so we're going to help them with a theology of worship and a practicum of worship, employing all the different elements that you can in worship, whether it be responsive reading, collective reading, different songs. The Bible says we're to worship in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Well, that's songs of theology, songs that are written directly from Scripture, and then testimonial songs that the Spirit gives us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to try to help them zero in on that, and I'm hoping that that will be a template that maybe we can offer online as well.
Well, you're a busy guy. You've got this, that going on. You've got this book or this guide, teaching manual program for music coming up. You've got some things happening this year.
Well, you know, I figure I'm in my fourth quarter, and that's when games are won or lost.
There you go.
In the fourth quarter, so I want to finish well.
Speaking of fourth quarter and games, the big dance is underway. Are you guys basketball fans?
Big basketball fan. I grew up in Indiana.
Well, of course you did. I knew that, and as did I. And so who are you choosing for the winner to take all?
Well, Indiana is not even in the dance this year, so I haven't paid as much attention. I think I like UConn and North Carolina in the final.
Wow, okay. I have UConn being beat in the semifinal by Auburn, and I think Auburn might be the team this year. That's who I've called.
That's not a bad call.
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking it will be. Art?
I have no input on that.
Okay.
I have not paid attention, ever since football crashed with the Ohio State University falling out of it.
Yeah.
And they're usually, I don't even know where they are on basketball, but I have reignited my interest in the Orlando Magic.
There you go. I'm going to get
They
to
are
go.
Having a good
they
season.
Well, they're fun. I mean, they can't shoot worth a darn, but they are. They scramble all over the place, and they're winning a bunch of games just from effort.
There's seven or eight games over 500.
I've been invited to go this Thursday night, so I'm excited about that, to see the Magic.
Yeah,
they're going to be playing Thursday night.
Pelicans.
Okay, is that who it is? I wasn't even aware.
Is Zion playing for the Pelicans, or is he healthy?
I don't know. I have to look.
Well, that's going to be fun. Art Alley, Tim Kaufman, we wish you the best this Sunday at Liberty Church. Give us that web address one more time.
It's libertychurchorlando.org.
The wonderful music of Maurice Sklar, and of course, getting to hear Tim lead worship. That's worth the price of the gas to get there all by itself.
Amen.
And I thank you guys for coming. This has been a lot of fun, as always. Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, and we'll see you next time, friends, right here on Afternoons with Mike.